Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for joining me today here at Friends Philosophy and Tea. So tell me, who here wants to be seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated for their expert status?
Me.
Excellent. So I would like you to turn to the person on your left or right, and I would like you to say, I see you. I celebrate you. And you are worthy. You are worthy of the recognition that you see. Give everybody a high five. It is a beautiful thing to be seen, heard, and celebrated. It's even better to be compensated. So I want to ask another question. People are often in various continuums along their business growth strategy. Some people are going great guns and have all the clients they want. Some people are going concern, but they want things to get better. And some people just are getting started and need to navigate the start of their business. So by show of hands, who here is in that first group, going great guns, has more clients than they can know what to do with, and are just here for their health? Okay, very good. All right, who here is in that going concern status where things are okay, but you'd like them to be a whole lot better? Okay, very good. And who here is in that group where you have reinvented and you need to find a new way to say what you do so you can do more of what you love? Okay, very good. You have come to the right place, and this is a perfect place to learn and ask all of your questions, and I'm here to answer them. I have another question for you. When you're thinking about the things that you want the most, clients that I've dealt with in the past have fallen into three different buckets. One is that they want clients now. Who wants that? Okay. Then there's another group of people that are authors and experts. They want to be speakers, occasionally compensated speakers, or routinely well-compensated speakers. Is there anyone in that category? Okay, very good. And is there anyone in the room that wants to invite media interviews? Oh my gosh. Wow. This is exciting. You know, I'm a publicist and I've been in business for 10 years. And what I had this aha the last couple of years, I thought, you know, those are the three primary reasons that people want to say who they are. But it seems that getting clients has become more and more the number one reason that people want to show up online. But in this group, we have all three. So we'll be able to cover a lot of really good examples and hopefully inspire you to find ways that you can actually show up in those ways to get more of what you want. Does that sound really good?
Yes.
Now, since some of you are just getting started, and I appreciate you revealing that, I think it's always good to show that, well, today I am this person that's got a national reputation and am welcoming orders of my book from around the world. It hasn't always been that way. I started my company in 2001 as a desperate housewife who wanted to earn enough money to buy better groceries. Pretty soon, I was too busy to cook and wasn't getting any sleep because I couldn't do all the work. I was working with clients like Franz Chocolates and Oh Boy Oberto Sausage Company and Olympic Hot Tub Company. Really big companies, $1 to $10 million, that they had no desire to do their own PR. They just wanted somebody to do it for them, and I was that person. Right around 2006, I made the decision that I wanted to get known. I wanted to get known as an expert in my field, and I wanted to step out from behind the curtain as the Wizard of Oz, waving my arms and making all the noise for other people. I wanted to step out in front of the curtain and say, I am the expert. Does anybody want that? Okay, so it's a very humbling thing that happens when you have this big, hairy, audacious goal of what you want to have happen in your life. And you think, I'm going to be known as the do-it-yourself publicity expert. I'm going to be the bio queen. People are going to be coming to me nationwide and around the world and asking me to unlock the power of their potential by making those well-chosen words. This is what I'm going to be. So then what you do is you go to Google and you type in your name and you type in your company name and you see what comes back. Now, for all those years, I was the lady behind the curtain making all the noise for all these very famous people. It was like a total gut check and a bitter pill to swallow to find that when I did a Google search, nobody knew what I was or who I was or the value that I added. But you know what did come back? I ran 10K races really slowly. And so I thought to myself, okay, I want to be known as an expert in my field, and now everybody knows that I'm a really slow runner. It's very humbling. And I tell you that because it was a very humble beginning for me. I thought, well, how am I going to get known as this expert? How I got known as this expert is by doing exactly what I'm going to explain to you how to do today. The very first thing you need to do is prepare your story. The next thing you need to do is share your story. And then the next thing you need to do is rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat. Rinse and repeat. There is no end to the rinse and repeat. There is no easy button that says, today I'm the expert, tomorrow I'm the rock star. It's consistent, tenacious, passionate activities deployed every single day, consistently, that will get you to the end game that you want. You know that parable, the tortoise and the hare? Well, the hare never gets to the finish line, but the tortoise ultimately does, because the tortoise is taking just specific steps every day with his eye on the ball. Well, my husband, bless his heart, he calls me his beautiful tortoise because I set my eye on this prize and I've been taking deliberate steps every day to make that happen. So if you were to Google my name today, it does tell you that I'm a do-it-yourself publicity expert. But, and if you Google Main Street Media Savvy, all kinds of references come up. But where the rubber really meets the road is when a customer out in the world today types in boring bio, do-it-yourself publicity, publicity expert, Bellevue publicist. These are the kinds of words that people are typing in to find somebody like me. And in every case, I'm either number one or number two, and it's all happened because I have practiced my own powerful lessons. Prepare your story, share your story, rinse and repeat. It's not that much more complicated than that. Isn't that kind of heartening? Isn't that heartening? So I tell you that story because we all have humble beginnings and a lot can happen in 5 years, because now I've got a book on Amazon that affected today. Very exciting! And that's going to bring a whole lot of new eyeballs to the book, which is the Bye Bye Boring Bio program, which is helping people around the world prepare and share their stories so they can get seen, heard, and celebrated. So you're probably wondering, well, where do you start? How do you begin? It really does start with you, and you have to figure out who you are, who you serve, the value that you bring, and why it matters now more than ever. And it's even better if you can describe the impact that you make as a direct result of doing this work. So when people land on your website or your blog or wherever they're finding you, that they think to themselves, that is the solution to this problem that I'm experiencing in my business, for which I am prepared to spend money to realize the relief. This is huge. There are many people that start businesses on a passion that they love to do this thing that they do, but they forget to ask themselves the question, who is going to buy it, and do they have the inclination and intention to actually open their wallet to get some of that? Has that ever crossed your mind? It's such a simple idea, but gosh golly, there's a lot of people that have started things and says, I'm really good at this, I'm going to hang out my shingle, but nobody comes. And then people are frustrated. And so sometimes if you're in that mode where you're just getting started, you have to try a lot of things on until you find that thing that's actually going to take root and grow. Once something takes root to grow and you have clients, then you have wonderful success stories and wonderful testimonials and people going to the mountaintop with their bugles saying that Rachel is the best headshot photographer in Bellevue, and if she needs that. And by the way, Rachel is an excellent photographer here in Bellevue, and who needs a headshot? Okay, there we go, two clients right there. Sometimes when people come to my workshops, they think they're going to learn something new, but they weren't expecting that they might actually leave with a couple of new clients. So this is Joe Hauser and Annette, whose name I can't pronounce. This is Rachel. Please make sure you meet during the coffee break, the tea break. Okay, so you're probably wondering, well, let's get to the content part. What are some of the biggest mistakes people make when telling their stories? They are as simple as ABCDIY. If you have a piece of paper, you'll want to take notes because these are fun and useful. A, ambiguity. I don't know what I'm doing. I'm in some process of reinvention, but when I figure out what I'm going to be doing, I'll be sure to let you know. Are you rushing over there to buy that? This is a challenging economy. And so when people are looking for a solution to a problem that's deeply felt, many people will go to Google and type in looking for auto body repair, hypnosis, photography, whatever the case may be. Maybe they'll put a location on it like Bellevue or Enumclaw or something like this. If they land on your website and it says, we're in the process of reinvention and we'll let you know what we should, you know, you've lost an opportunity. So if there's ambiguity in your message, who you are, what you do, how you serve, why it matters, ask yourself if it's clear to the common visitor what you deliver, and make sure that if the clarity doesn't exist, that you apply it immediately. Another A is what I call arrogance. This is where you say, I am a global authority on dating and helping people find a mate. I am internationally recognized expert in underwater basket weaving. I am all of these things. But you don't prove it. There's no, according to USA Today, Joe Hauser is the, what are you?
Email marketing.
He's an email marketing,
expert.
He's an email marketing expert, according, and Biznik clients use him routinely and rave from the rooftops that he is the go-to guy for that. Now, if he had all these wonderful reviews on Biznik that said he was a rock star, then he could say that he was number one in client satisfaction, according to Biznik. He's making a claim and supporting it with proof, which makes it sound better. But if you say that you're an internationally recognized authority, a global expert, but you provide no proof, what happens is the emperor has no clothes. And maybe you sound so good that you're as good as sliced bread, and your ideal client is kind of joking to themselves that maybe you should go find a toaster. So you have to sort of ask yourself, who are you and according to who? Now, one of my clients wrote to me one day, and she says, I'm a best-selling author. And I said, well, how many books have you sold? She said, 300. And I said, well, 300 is good. Yours is a new book. But according to Amazon and other sources like that, 300 books does not qualify as a best-selling author. She says, well, it's an aspirational goal. And I said, okay, aspirational, that's fine. I said, what I would really rather you do is not fib about what you have accomplished. What I'd rather you do is share with some authenticity that your intention is to earn a place among best-selling authors in the self-help category, and you're starting 300 books at a time. Because if you say it that way, you're not saying something that can't be proven, and you're actually saying something in such a way that people actually lean in and say, I like you. I like your attitude. I like what you've done. Maybe they'll pick up the book. But if you're going to fib about how many books you've sold, what else might you fib about? So tell the truth above all else, because in the news business, people are just one click away from finding you out, and you really want people to find out only good things that are true. Make sense?
True.
So absence of proof, arrogance. Aspirational goals are fine as long as there's authenticity and affability, which is likability. Don't be so above all others that people can't like you. Because right now in the marketplace, there are 27 million people who are putting out their shingle as independent professionals.
Whoa.
It's pretty awe-inspiring, isn't it?
Yeah.
Daniel Pink wrote a book called Free Agent Nation. There are other people that call us people who are freelance nation. There are people who have escaped from cubicle nation, have no desire to return, or for whatever reason they can't find their way back in. So they find themselves independently employed. And why that's important is it used to be that you'd go to work for Amazon or Washington Mutual or some big company with a prestigious name, and that would be part of their prestige halo that you'd wear as a professional. I'm with Amazon.com. And then it would, like, people would have a glow about it. But today, if people don't like, trust, and respect you as you are right now, they won't do business with you, because for many people, you are the company. And if you aren't somebody I want to have hypnotize me so that I can overcome my issues, then we're not going to work together. So being likable is important. Make sense? Those are the A's. The B's. Blah, blah, blah. Boring. Boilerplate. And what I call burying the lead. The boring stands alone. You know you're bored when your eyes are glazing over and you're ready for sleep. Blah, blah, blah is when you state your name, rank, and serial number in the same way that everyone else in your industry does. You find this quite a bit in financial services. I'm a ABC, CFP, RIA, all these initials inside your name that may not mean anything to anybody. Or maybe you're in banking and you say, I went to Pacific Coast Banking School and graduated from the University of Washington with a degree in economics, and I've been writing loans for 30 years. Well, if you put your bio next to every other banker in town, you probably all sound the same. So that doesn't really make the most use of the available real estate. Boring, boilerplate, bland. Bland means it doesn't stand out. There's nothing provocative or interesting. And burying the lead, this one's my favorite. When in today's day and age, the internet is a powerful force, and people have ADD, I think you could say. They're going from their cell phone to their iPad, to their computer screen, to whatever other device is available to help them stay up to date. And most people's attention span has grown shorter and shorter. So a YouTube video is like two minutes long, and it's like a novel. People don't have patience for it. So if you can't get to the meat of the matter right out of the box, then you've lost an opportunity. So I'll give you a really specific example. One of my clients, her name is Bernice Bright Dickey, and she wrote a book called My Number One is Still My Number One. She's in Sugar Land, Texas, and her story is very compelling. In an 11-year period, she lost half of her family twice in two tragic auto accidents. The first time it was her mother and father, and the second time it was her husband and her eldest daughter who were killed when their car encountered a moving train, and her one-year-old baby, Miriam, was burned over 30% of her body in the crash, but managed to survive. So she wrote this book, My Number One is Still My Number One, as a journal of from tragedy to triumph, to showcase how her relationship to God got her through the difficult part. And so I had to really dig around to find all this out about her, because when I went to her website, she said, I've written a book and I think it could be a bestseller. I want to be a bestseller. We finally got to that authentic sharing. But I went to her bio and it basically said, I've got a master's degree, I'm working on my PhD, I'm active in my church. And in the fifth paragraph, oh, by the way, I've had tremendous loss in my life. I lost half my family twice with two tragic auto accidents, and I live to tell the tale. And I said to Bernice, Bernice, you buried the lead. Nobody's going to get to the fifth paragraph and figure that out. You've got to lead with that first. So she said, oh, well, that's why I'm hiring you, because I couldn't see the forest for the trees. Sometimes people can't get out of their own way to see what their story is. Well, here's where it gets better. We wrote the bio, which is, this is a woman who overcame tragic circumstances to triumph, to guide other grief-bereaved people to do the same. And she's written this book as an inspiration to help people along their journey. And it just so happened that when she and I met, it was a couple weeks before September 11th, the anniversary, and it was right around the time of the 5-year anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, and she just happens to live in the Gulf. And so, you know, I say, prepare your story, share your story. I said, this is an amazing story, and it's also timely, newsworthy, relevant, interesting, and local. So I said to Bernice, when was the last time the Houston Chronicle wrote about you and your family? They wrote about me when the horrible tragedy happened. It was breaking news on every major news station. And I said, well, do they know how far you've come since then? She says, no, they don't. I said, do you think they'd be interested, especially now when people are just at that point where they're ready to acknowledge that these anniversaries are now unfolding? She says, gee, I wish I had thought of that. No, it never even occurred to me. So what I did is I said, that's the newspaper, right? The Houston Chronicle. She said, yes. I said, okay, let's go online and let's find out who covers faith and values for the Houston Chronicle. And I found the woman's name, and I wrote her a pitch. And I said, 5 years ago, this tragic accident was the leading story in every major newscast, and this is what it was about. And here's a link to the coverage that ran in the Houston Chronicle. Would it surprise you to know that 5 years later, the story is completely different? This woman has completely triumphed over tragedy. She's written a book that she aspires to become a bestseller, and it's helping people in these powerful ways. Wouldn't you love to be the first to let the people in who read the Houston Chronicle know that this woman has overcome and that other people can do the same? 5 minutes later, she called me back. I want that story. If you lay out the facts in a compelling way and you deliver them to the right person, it's all that they have to do is pick up the fork, pierce the meat, and have a wonderful meal. So they had a wonderful interview, and I think any day now, the story is going to emerge on the Houston Chronicle, which is one of the top newspapers in America today. So that means that her own hometown is going to find out about her, and that gives her that leverage point so that other media will follow after that. So instead of her going to a business event where there's maybe 20 people in the room where she could share her story one-to-one, the entire Houston Chronicle readership is going to read. It's going to go online, and who knows what else will happen. Do you think she was happy that I helped her write her bio? So don't bury the lead. That's the headline there. Don't leave the best for last. Lead with the good stuff. And when I think about leading with the good stuff is this kind of stuff. It is your ideal client, the pain you ease for them, why they need it now more than ever, and how to get in touch with you. It's pretty basic. But, you know, a dating coach, women in their 40s and 50s who are ready for love now are singing the praises of Catherine Behan, the dating coach, because they're living happily ever after as a result of the advice that she gave them. You know, are you dealing with men and women in their 40s and 50s? Are you dealing with people who want to buy real estate? Are you dealing with high net worth individuals who are ready for an advisor who will truly invest time to get to know their goals and see them through to the outcome that they want? Are you like this young lady, Anne, who is the refrigerator stylist? Here's a registered dietitian who will come to your home to help you reorganize your refrigerator and your pantry to support your healthy lifestyle. What do you think about that? Do you think that would be a great Christmas gift to give to someone who's ready to start the new year off right? Ooh, there's a hook for you. There's a hook. Okay, so we've talked about the A's, we've talked about the B's. C. C is content. Content is having the right content for the right situation. Now, one size does not always fit all situations. If you're a woman and you go to the one size fits all section, chances are you're feeling frumpy, lumpy, and bumpy. And what you really want to feel is svelte, fabulous, and fashionable. And the only way you can be svelte, fashionable, and all of that is if you have the right outfit for the right situation. So let's think about Goldilocks. There was too hot, there was just right, and there was too cold. You could go and say, oh, I want this one. So the reason that content is important is if you're on Twitter, did you know you only get 160 characters to say who you are and why you're cool? Twitter is a social network, so it can't be all business. You have to give them all of you so that people will be compelled to follow you. So I thought I would offer an example of a really good Twitter profile. Melanie Benson Strick. She is a fast-paced visionary leader, a kick-butt biz mentor for entrepreneurs, a new dog mommy trying to save her shoes, who craves Starbucks, exotic travel, and spas. Isn't that great? Mm-hmm. So you know that she's got some stunning results in her business. And you know that she thinks that she's making some results happen in terms of being a kick-butt biz mentor. Pretty bold for somebody to say that. And then you learn about her personally, and you think either I like it or I don't. But here's the thing. 20,000 people are following Melanie Benson Strick on Twitter because they like what she has to say. And a few weeks ago, she was named among the most influential women business owners on Twitter by HubSpot, I believe. And I'm sure that the followers even grew still more from that. You can monetize how many people you have following you on Twitter. If even 1% of the people who are following you on Twitter decided to engage in your hypnotherapy services or your financial planning services or your photography services, 1% of 20,000 is, you're the financial wizard, you can do the math, but it could be a lot, right? So when you're describing who you are on Twitter, choose your 160 words characters carefully so that you say who you are, the results you bring about, and something about you personally so people want to lean in and learn a little bit more. Because it is a social network first and a business network second, so give them a little bit of you. Now, if you are going to be on the radio, like National Public Radio or CNN, when they come to call, they don't want a manifesto bio with your whole life story. They want two sentences. Two sentences, which essentially is something like, Rachel
Rouse Johnson.
Rachel Rouse Johnson is among the leading headshot photographers in Bellevue, Washington, and she's here to tell you how to pose beautifully to put your best story forward. Welcome, Rachel, to the show.
Exactly.
That's all you get. Okay? So if you're the refrigerator stylist and you're going to be on the ABC radio network, it's I am...
Ann Massey Walter.
I'm your refrigerator stylist. And for those of you who are starting the new year off right, you're going to want to have the refrigerator stylist come and make sure that there's only good things that will support your objectives and nothing more will do. Please, Annie, welcome to the show. So I'm asking you, what two sentences will you have ready for when you're ready for the national spotlight? I had a situation happen in my own life. I've done some CNN radio, and I've been on National Public Radio, and it's kind of exciting. But I'm not, like, as popular as a lot of other guests, and so I'm not always on the first tier. And so my husband and I were on vacation, and I checked my voicemail, and I found out that National Public Radio Chicagoland wanted me to be a guest on the show.
Wow.
I was very excited. So I called, and they said, we'd like you to be on the show tomorrow. Please send me your headshot, the 5 questions you'd like us to ask in your bio as soon as possible, and the show is going to happen on this time. And I thought, great, I'm all dressed and ready to go to the ball because I have an online press room, I have a great headshot, I have my 2-sentence bio, and so I was able to say, thanks, Bob, I'm honored to be on the show. Here's a link to my headshot, my 5 questions, and my 2-sentence introduction. Is there anything else you need to make a great program? He said, you're a rock star, we're going to be fabulous. And then I went and sat by the pool and read a book. What would happen in your life if National Public Radio came to call tomorrow? You might be scrambling. You might be hyperventilating. You might be thinking, oh gosh, I hadn't planned to spend time to figure out what my message was and blah, blah, blah. And so my point is that you have to get dressed to go to the ball before you get there so that you can make a great showing. And if you're really serious about being on the radio, I want you to have a headshot. Rachel's here to help you. I want you to have a 2-sentence introduction. And I want you to think about the 5 questions that you most like to answer when asked by a radio host. Because do not be under the misguided notion that they have time to do their homework about you. You want to set your stuff out on a silver platter so that they are thinking you are a dream guest. Can't wait to have you back on the show. Because once you get National Public Radio Chicagoland the first time, you do a really great job, they invite you back. Mm-hmm. And there are a lot of people in Chicago that can benefit from whatever I'm doing, and maybe you could benefit from that too. Who wants some of that?
Oh, yes.
Okay, content, short. So we got the Twitter, we got the 2-sentence radio. Has anyone here been on Blog Talk Radio or the I'm Thankful Network and these kinds of things? These are great programs, great venues. Because they'll let you talk for an hour. You do a whole hour-long show. And you can have a longer bio if you're doing a longer show. And that's great. But I always recommend have 2 sentences for when you're going national. Have 1 paragraph for when you're doing a podcast. Have 2 paragraphs when you're getting introduced like a speaker, like I was here today. And if you really want to give them the whole manifesto, go ahead and do that. But identify it as such so that if someone says, I'd like to find your bio, Tara, you'd say, well, great. Go to my website at this link, and you'll find bios of varying lengths that will be perfect for your needs. I can't wait to be of service. But don't do it. Don't leave it to the last minute, because the opportunity might pass, and you will have missed it. And who wants that? Okay, content. What other kinds of... Oh, does anyone write articles for the internet? At the end of every article, there is something at the end called a bio box. And this is the most important 40 words in the whole article. Because you wrote this article because you want to get known as an expert in your field, right? Well, you need to make it easy for people to get in touch with you so that they can enjoy more of the bounty that you bring. So you want to have to learn more about Connie the hypnotherapist and get her free report on how to lose weight and feel great in 2011 now, visit
MindWorksHypnosis.net.
Okay, there we go. And then, or call or email and give the phone number and the email. Because if you laid out the meal, there's 15 tips to convert your IRA to a Roth. If you want more information about how to make this essential decision for your family, call Ken at abc.com or email to get our full consultation. But if you don't let them know what you want them to do, they won't do it. So this is a big idea. How do you want people to feel? What do you want them to do? And what do you want them to remember? Because if you don't tell them those things, you can't assume that they're going to get it. So be very, very clear about what that is. Content. Okay, D. D stands for differentiation or absence of differentiation. This is where you just don't do a very good job of delivering the message so that people will actually remember it. It's just wallpaper. I stands for I disease. I is when you read your bio and every sentence starts with I. I am a world-class authority on dating. I was born in a log cabin in Minnesota. I can't wait to be of service. I. All the I's are so you-focused that your audience is left out in the cold. It's also a really boring way to start a sentence. It doesn't show a lot of imagination. It's just boring. And we have to remember, who are we trying to influence? It's our ideal client. So shake up the I's with sentence variety and shift the focus from I to you. If you are looking for a solution to this deeply felt problem that needs an immediate solution, Rachel's your gal. With grace and timing and lighting and for people that are 40 and beyond and younger too, she'll make you look beautiful that you didn't even know God could make you look that great. You know, whatever it is. Right?
Right.
Because most people who are taking themselves seriously as business people are usually 35 and older, and maybe some of us women were starting to worry that maybe we don't look as good as we did when we were like younger. So lighting is really great. So
oh,
I would really emphasize
oh, yes.
the whole lighting piece.
Lighting is magic.
Yes. Why? Yada, yada, yada. This happens a lot in my work with large clients. I'll be sitting across the table with a client and I'll be asking, well, tell me about your business and who do you serve and what are you trying to accomplish and why does it matter? And they'll say, well, you know the usual, yada, yada, yada. And this may be our first time meeting. And I haven't found, I've done my internet search and I've done a little bit of homework, but I don't really know everything there is to know about this company based on that one 30-minute session. So I'll say to the guy, Bob, I'm really honored that I'm here and I have done some internet research and I've read your brochure and all these kinds of things, but the yada, yada, yada isn't enough. If we can't put some specifics behind that, I can't manufacture it out of my own imagination. So really, what do you deliver? What do clients say? If you don't have testimonials, let's go get some. If you haven't been written up in the media, let's go get some media so we can have some fabulous press coverage that makes you look even cooler than you now look. But don't fill up with a lot of yada, yada, yada if there's no substance to it, because in this ADD world that we're in, people aren't going to receive it. It's like taking up too much space. Brevity is beautiful. Brevity is beautiful. Less can be more. If you can get to the meat of the matter in two paragraphs and deliver the message so that people want to say yes, that's a win. Don't get caught up in your own language, because too many words is not necessarily good. I'm reminded of this piece, you know, Amadeus Mozart, the great composer. He was presenting his symphony to someone who didn't know anywhere near as much about the music as he did, and the guy says to him, you know, Mozart, that sounds pretty good, but there are too many notes.
Yes.
Too many notes. So when Mozart's sitting there thinking, you know, if the sentences are too long, if there's too many sentences, you have to ask yourself, could I say this better with fewer words? Make sense?
Yeah.
So A, B, C, D, I, Y. I want you to go back to your own bio and put it through those filters and see how well you stand. If you still sound like a rock star when you're done, then your bio is pretty good. If you ask yourself, nah, ABC, there's some arrogance in there, there's some absence of proof, I don't sound very likable, there's some boring stuff in there, I don't have the right bio for the right situation, I haven't differentiated myself from everybody else who's out there, too many I's, I better shake that up, and the yada, 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 I don't want any of that. You could go through this whole exercise and say, I realize now that my bio is below standard, and I'm going to try to make it better, in which case I'm going to tell you how you can do that. And you may decide that you have no inclination to do that, and you're going to say to yourself, well, what do I do then? Well, you ask me to do an extreme bio makeover for you, and your problem is solved. Easy squeezy, lemon easy. Okay, so what are the four elements that every bio should include? That's what I'm going to talk about now. Some of you told me earlier that you're just getting started, and the whole other group of you are going concern, and you want to get better. The four elements of a really good bio are these. I want to write these down. Stunning results, succinct stories, sassy sound bites, and social information to help your client get to that like, trust, and respect place fast. And I will offer some examples of what these four S's are so that you can... Let me repeat them.
Yes.
The first one is stunning results for your ideal client. That is really important. What are the stunning results you bring about for your ideal client? Let's start there, and then I'll go through the other three as I go. A stunning result could be that as a result of working with the refrigerator stylist, women in their 40s and 50s who were forever challenged by organizing their food to make wise, healthy choices are singing her praises from the rooftops in their size 4 jeans. I just thought of that. I'm just thinking, whatever health problems you're helping people, people can't organize their own refrigerator to save their life. You're actually saving lives, one refrigerator at a time. What do you think? What do you think about that? That's not bad. You don't expect to get these great ideas like right out of the box when you come to a free seminar, do you? Okay, stunning results. You're saving lives one organized refrigerator at a time. You are helping serious professionals put their best face forward one magazine cover, brochure, and social media profile at a time.
Magazine cover, yeah.
Okay. You are guiding singles to extraordinary dates that they couldn't have imagined without your help. What was the name of your company?
Ace of Dates.
Ace of Dates. Aren't you interested in that? I'm married, but I'm interested in that.
Yes.
I mean, you've been married 23 years, and you want to think, well, what else can we do to shake things up? I need to call the Ace of Dates to see if there's some new venue that I've not yet tried that could really bring that magic back that I've lost in the Desperate Housewife routine. That's a bit strange.
That's awesome.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
You can, whether you're single or married, you've got the solution.
Yeah.
So the stunning, like, what do you do?
I'm a bully prevention specialist.
A bully prevention specialist?
Yes.
And who is your target audience?
Teachers, students, administrators.
So as a direct result of hearing your workshops and benefiting from your intervention, you're stopping conflict in its tracks and creating harmony, one client-student relationship at a time?
Absolutely. Building good character, self-esteem.
So when you get up to say what you do, what words do you use exactly?
I think that I do bully prevention special, but bully prevention work throughout the United States, and that I assist students in being able to assert their needs to stop and prevent bullying, whether it's happening to them or others, help parents support their children if they're being bullied, and support their children if they are doing bullying behavior, and help the teachers with classroom management.
Wow. So I have a question. When people engage you in that for your services, are there different ways they can engage to benefit from the bounty of your service?
Oh, yeah.
So is it like a Goldilocks situation where someone would say, whether you need a workshop leader, a one-on-one consultation, or something even deeper, solution solved right here?
Absolutely, yes.
So if you were to identify the three ways that people most regularly engage your services, the beauty for you is that you're making it easy for your ideal client to know how to buy with you. Because when you make it easy to buy, it's easy to own, and it's easy to refer. And the other thing about that Goldilocks approach is if you give them a yes-no decision, they'll either make a yes or a no decision. But if you give them three ways to play, they'll be sitting there thinking, which is the perfect fit alternative for my needs and my budget? I know you're the one that I want. Now I'm just trying to decide that you're the which way I'm going to go. So the way you expressed who you are and what you do was really great. And I was just hungry to know, well, how can I play? So I would put that in your client attracting bio. Whether you need me for one-on-one intervention on a serious bullying situation, parent-student workshop leading, or whatever the next thing is. Do you have information products by any chance? Have you written the book?
I'm in the process.
Okay, so this is something else. Annette?
Shadrach.
Okay, I'm not going to try that one. Is the author of the forthcoming book. So if you've got a book in you that's not yet out of you, but you know it's coming, your bio needs to say, Rachel
Rausch,
the author of the forthcoming book, Your Best Face Forward in Every Situation, can't wait to do the workshops, because when you say that you're the author of the forthcoming book, you can start getting pre-orders, okay? And that also raises the expectation that maybe you're going to be a speaker, and then maybe you could invite some speaking engagements, and then they'll say, well, Annette, we're so glad you can come and do the talk. We don't have a budget to pay you to speak, but do you have a book that we could give to everybody in the audience, and do you have a quantity discount so I can buy 5,000 of them right now so that my people can benefit from the bounty of your message? Isn't that great? So who's got a book in them? Who's got a book in them? So that's a tip. So-and-so, the author of the forthcoming book title. And then at the end, if you're going to be a speaker, because some of you said you wanted to be speakers, it'll say, speak to Annette about speaking fees and other arrangements, including quantity purchases of her new book with the title and the subtitle. Because then if you don't ask for what you want, you don't get it. Now you, the refrigerator stylist, might have a special report, the 10 essential things you need to do to get your refrigerator styling for great health. And that could be something that you could download, give away as a download to everyone who comes to your website to sign up for your newsletter. And they would read these essential tips, and they'd say, oh, I'm not doing that. I'm going to have an Annie do it for me. And wouldn't that be great?
That would be good.
That would be so great. One idea that comes immediately to mind for Annie. Holiday gift guides, holiday shopping. What you're offering is like one of those wonderful services that mommies and other people really need. Do you have some kind of holiday gift certificate or program? Because if you started promoting that,
I will tomorrow.
I want you bloggerlinkup.com.
What was it?
Bloggerlinkup.com. It's free. You can go there and say, I'm offering my book for review, or I'm offering my product for review. I am looking for guest blog posts. You can post things to Blogger Linkup, and bloggers will say, I'm more than happy to review your book, review your product, invite you to do a guest blog post, so you can expand your network over a much wider kettle of fish. But there's a lot of these mommies are saying, I'm looking for great holiday gift ideas. Why is yours really cool, and I'd love to write about it? You can get additional ideas on helpareporter.com. This is a free service. Helpareporter.com. You go there for free, you give them your email address, and all of a sudden you start getting these media leads from reporters, bloggers, editors, people in the media, where they're saying, I'm looking for someone who can tell me about how to solve refrigerator styling issues that they didn't even know they had. You'd be amazed what wonderful things can. Just this week, there's something on Help a Reporter Out. I think it was Inc. magazine, and they said, I'm looking for a do-it-yourself publicity expert who would, did you see it?
Yeah.
The one that said, who's had some success with do-it-yourself publicity that's actually been quantified in their balance sheet, and would you like to respond? Who do you think responded? I responded right on time, tight, compelling, provocative, and I just know that I'm going to get a phone call that says I'd like to interview for that. Because when I see Inc. magazine or Forbes magazine or anything like that, I'm on it like a cheap suit. And you should be too. You should be too. Okay, so stunning results. Did we cover that?
Yeah.
Stunning results. A succinct story is a way to put some personality into your bio. This could be something like, I'll give you an example from one of my colleagues who's a color expert. She's actually certified in everything there is to know about color, how to choose color for your home, the interiors. She knows the science of color. She's gotten all these design. She's totally educated. She's not just someone who has a feel for it. She's trained in it. And I said, how did you know that this was going to be your path in life? And she said, when I was 9 years old, when I got my Crayola box of 64, I knew it wasn't enough.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that nice?
Nice.
And so, you know, her path to become a color expert started at 9 years old when her Crayola 64 just wasn't going to do the job. So now she's got the whole rainbow available that she can't wait to bring to your home so that it will be the perfect balance of color and feng shui and everything else that makes you feel totally lovely in the space that you call your home. Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
So in my case, like, I'm a publicist and I have to know how to keep a secret. And that's a blah, blah, blah boring way to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and I do a lot of work in the comfort and joy space, hot tubs and affirmative blankets and chocolate and this kind of thing. So I often say that I know how many licks it takes to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop, and I'll never tell. And this is what happens. People laugh, and that makes them like me. And either you like me or you don't, and either way it's fine. But I would really rather that when people hear me speak and hear me articulate what I'm about, if people smile, that means that they liked it and that I'm that much closer to starting a new relationship. Versus if I say, well, why do you want to know?
Right.
You know, nobody wants that. So the story would be like, my husband is a financial planner, and he has been reading how-to books about money since he was 5 years old. This is like the journey he's been traveling his entire life. He was the guy who was always the banker playing Monopoly. So if you've got something, like I've worked with real estate agents before, and I was talking to this one lady, Risa Davis, who's a real estate agent, and I said, she helps people in Portland buy homes of historic significance, buying and selling. And she's been doing this for a really long time. And I said, well, how did you know this was your thing? She said it was negotiating at Monopoly that gave her the clue that she was going to be great at negotiating. And so she's still doing it. The reason this is important, these stories, people remember, they get a feeling about you. They might not remember your qualifications or your degrees or your certifications, but if this thing that you now do is a manifestation of a lifelong passion for this thing, like the color, are you going to trust the person that's doing color because that's how she buys her groceries? Or are you going to trust the woman who's doing color because she's been on that journey her whole life? And it's what, you know, the blood that flows through her veins is PMS Red 185. Because people are going to buy passion, people performance. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's what a succinct story is. And if when we're working together at some point, or if you're trying to think what your story is, you have to try to link that story to what you're now doing and make it relevant. Maybe you've heard George Wang, who used to be a plastic surgeon. He comes to Bismic events a fair amount, and he used to be a plastic surgeon. And so he was talking about how he had this keen sense of art and line and photography and how all these things coalesced so that he could be in this profession. And now he's shaping businesses to be fantastic. He sort of made a really interesting transformation. But he made all of his experience relevant to the work that he did. I mean, if he was a garbage man and he's now a plastic surgeon, you don't feel really good about that, right? If you want to make it relevant. Okay, so study results, succinct stories. A sassy soundbite, this can be several things. This can be a quote that you use to express your passion for what you do. It could be the media having said something amazing about you. It could be a client that said something amazing about you. Patricia Fripp has a service called Patricia Fripp Speaking School. And Kiplinger's Personal Finance once said that an investment in Patricia Fripp's speaking school is among the 6 most powerful investments any professional can make in her career.
Cool.
I think millions of people subscribe to Kiplinger's Personal Finance magazine. So she could certainly say, I'm a Cracker Jack speaker and you should hire me. But it's so much cooler that some prestigious media outlet said that about her. So she uses that in her bio. So if you are fortunate to be a world-class do-it-yourself publicity expert who's written books that have changed bios worldwide, say so, because it helps build credibility so people want to lean in and have some more of that. If you haven't yet been written about in the media, ask for testimonials. Because if 90% of the eWomen network goes to Rachel to have their photos taken and they all look like rock stars, why wouldn't you want to join them? And if someone said, it wasn't until Rachel took my picture that I truly stepped into my own light to shine.
Rachel?
Oh, yeah.
Are you
jotting
that down?
What was that?
She needs to be jotting these.
Write that down. That was a good one.
That was a good one.
If you don't have testimonials, you need to ask for them. And chances are, with the work you're doing, you're saving lives one refrigerator at a time. If you're making that profound of an impact on somebody, they're going to remember that you made that impact and they want to help you be successful. So if you finish styling that refrigerator and 6 weeks later they're slimmer and fabulous and their cholesterol is better and whatever the benefit is, if you ask them, would you be willing to put in words what it meant to you, they would gladly do it. And with you, with it changing lives with hypnosis, I mean,
better than sex.
Better than sex.
That's one of my testimonials. Better than sex.
Well, who signed it up? So if you're lucky to have a media quote, get one. If you're lucky enough to have an ongoing flow of really great customer testimonials, go get them. And I would recommend that you make it systematic. Now, there's some fields like financial planning where you're not allowed to use testimonials because you're not allowed to project results or any of this kind of thing. It gets a little more challenging there. But what my husband does, he has a quote at the top of his blog, and it says, clients trust me for, hire me my, what did they say? Clients hire me for my head, trust me for my, what is it? Oh gosh. They hire me for my head, trust me for my heart, and value me most when I use both.
Ooh, very nice.
Something like that. I should know this by heart because he's my husband and it's been 23 years and everything. But I want to get it right, so just bear with me while I turn the page. I'm going into my Bye-Bye Boring Bio Action Guide, and I'm going to Steve Jutton, who's on page 96. I have all of these bios organized by profession and by name. So you can go looking for someone who's a financial planner or a real estate agent or an energy healer or a speaker or an author and find a bio that's fabulous from which you can R and D, rob and duplicate. People hire me for my head, pay me for my heart, and trust me most when I use both. Oh. You see that little aha there was right there?
Yeah.
You know I said everybody was ADD? Nobody pays any attention? This was what happens for Steve. 3 times a week, he has a very simple website, finpath.com. It's about him, what he does, and why he does it. So simple. And yet, people land on it, and they read about what he does, they find out about him, they pick up the phone and say, I so loved what I read about you, I want to do business with you. How much better would your life be if 3 to 5 people were calling you every week saying, will you please work with me?
Wow.
And we attribute it to the sassy soundbite at the top. Because did you notice how you were sort of going, wow? He said one thing, one sentence that got to the message of who he is and what he cares about and why clients like him without making the claim about performance, without doing anything that was going to get him in trouble with compliance. But he said something so yummy that people just want to lean in and take another card. So that's what a sassy soundbite is. You really ought to have one. Makes really great doors open wide, opportunities flow, money flows, energy exchanges, it's all real. Okay, the fourth thing, the fourth S is
social
information. This is where you want to make it relevant to what you're now doing. You don't want to say that you have very unusual recreational habits that are going to be questionable for your credibility or anything like that. But don't wimp out either. you know, a lot of people say, well, I love my family and I like, you know, that kind of wimpy stuff. Say something delicious and yummy that makes people want to fight, but I don't know, what would be a good example? Well, like the new dog mommy trying to save her shoes. Or somebody who, when I'm not working hard to find dates for mates, I am happily enjoying life with my soulmate because I practice my own advice. You know, something like that. Give them something to hold on to so that they like you. Does that make sense? And this is always going to be unique to you. And I'm trying to think, like, how did you know that hypnosis was going to be your thing?
I lost about 100 pounds using it.
Okay. What a lot of people are surprised to know about me is that I once was 100 pounds heavier, and now I've been at my ideal weight, and I have hypnosis to thank. That shows that you've used your own advice to your, that you're a walking, talking billboard for what you do. You're always putting yourself in the best light. You're going to do the same thing for everybody else. I don't know. You're always putting people together. You know, Tara Vita was at my last event. She's just extraordinary at knowing how to put people together. And Brad Tullison, our video producer today, she says, I have a feeling that you and Brad are going to be very powerful partners. Let me hook you up. She has this way of hooking people up for profitability and prosperity. So if you need some of that, Tara Vita is your gal. Right? Okay. So, gosh, I've been talking a long time. How are we doing?
Great.
Are we learning things that we didn't know before?
Yes.
So, I started this presentation with this idea that we need to be seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated, and you're probably wondering, well, how does that all show up, right? Well, with Steve Jutton with his sassy soundbite, he gets 3 to 5 new business appointments a week because he has a great sassy soundbite. James Donaldson, the NBA basketball player who is also a successful entrepreneur, he's had an amazing 40 years of life. And he said he's just written a book called Standing Above the Crowd, and he's 7'2", and he most definitely does. And he says, Nancy, I want to be a highly compensated speaker. And I said, let me see your speaker sheet. And it was like this manifesto of everything he'd ever done in his life. So I said, are you open to some upgrades? This will be the good way to start a conversation. And he says, yeah, I am. And I said, okay, what are the 3 topics that you speak most readily about? Who do you speak to? What do they say about it? It's got some good information. So I took his 3 pages of blah and turned it into 1 page of wow, and the next week he got a 5-figure speaking gig.
Nice.
Because a meeting planner doesn't want to sift through your manifesto. The meeting planner wants to know what's the headline, who they spoke to, what are the takeaways, and how can they call you to engage. That's it. If you don't have one of those, you got to get one of those. I know James is really happy that he got one of those because now he's speaking a whole lot. Let's see, speakers, authors. Authors want to be compensated, kind of talked about. If you don't have a book yet, you're the author of the forthcoming book, and you're going to invite quantity purchases everywhere you go. If you are an author of a book, you need to be sure to mention it everywhere you go. On your email signature, in your bio box, on your blog. People need to know that you have products. Because if you don't let them know, they won't go. And that's a shame. So speakers, authors, consultants. Funny story for me. I'm trying to become a more occasionally and routinely compensated speaker. And I get a lot of requests to speak for free, and I gladly do it because I love to get to practice. But sometimes I don't have time to do them all. So I have a speaker sheet that shows a video of me and audio of me and la, la, la. So someone says, will you drive to Bellingham to do a 55-minute talk where you get 5 minutes to talk about yourself and 55 minutes to say something else? And I said, well, thank you for the opportunity. You know, tell me more about it. And basically, I said, why don't you visit my speaker sheet and let me know, speaker page on my blog, and let me know if what I speak about is relevant for the event that you're having. I'm more than happy to continue the conversation. And I figured it was going to be one of those free gigs, and it was just a nice filter, right? So they go to the speaker page, and they watch the video, and they listen to some of the audio, and they look at the topics that I speak about, and they read the reviews that people have said about whatever it was I spoke about, and they're all really good. And I get this email. The lady says, we think you could be our keynote speaker. What are your requirements? what are my requirements? She said, it's a one-hour talk. It starts at 8:30. It's in Bellingham. Well, I'm in Bellevue.
Yeah.
So a one-hour talk in Bellingham is like a half day.
Yeah.
So without missing a beat, I said, well, my half-day rate is... And I just let it sit there like a bubble, you know, in the cartoon. And she said, we can do that. And then I was like, you know, helped. So then she said, well, what are you going to talk about, blah, blah, blah. And we talked about it. And she says, will you be coming in the night before? I said, I do think it would be best. I said, I don't want traffic or any kind of logistical details to stand in the way of me being rested and ready to rock for your people. She said, great, we'll put you up in a hotel. You and your husband, please be our guest. Four figures.
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
So you want 150 words. What do you talk about? Why do people win? If you have video, put it up there. If you have audio, put it up there. Let them know that you've spoken other places. And if you don't yet have the $25,000 per day gig, indicate that you're negotiable on fees and you can't wait to be a service. Because wherever you are, well, there you are. You've got to start somewhere. But everybody that I'm working with and I is getting compensation because of the advice that they're following that I'm so generously sharing. The key is that you have to go out and do something with it. So who's motivated? Okay. So here's where I want to share with you the ways I help people. This is some of the things that I've learned over time. Not everybody can do everything all at once. Make sense? And not everybody has the inclination, the budget, whatever. So I found that people fit into four different buckets. There are people who are smart, who come to seminars like this, who just need a little extra help. And so for those people, the do-it-yourself, bye-bye, boring, bio-action guide is a great way to go, because this is like having a PR fairy godmother on your shoulder who's going to show you how to do it, why to do it, and it's full of examples of every bio that you could ever want that can give you that message inspiration so you truly can do this yourself. Now, some people are of the mind, I have no inclination to do that. I want somebody to do it for me. In which case, I will do your extreme bio makeover for you, and I will probably tell your story in a way that you had no idea it could be told. And I will do it faster and more graciously and gracefully than you could have ever done yourself. It's another option. There's another group option, which is people don't like to go it alone. So they want to come to a group workshop where they can benefit from my bio expertise and my laser bio feedback immediately and benefit from the opportunity to share their bios with another group of like-minded professionals so that they can say, you nailed it or you blew it and get it fixed right then. And I do those too. And the other group of people are people that just want to be taken care of and want to do it together. And so those are the people that I work with one-on-one over three different sessions, where the first session is we'll do your bio for you. And the second two is, what are we going to do then? Because like I started, it's like, okay, we have to prepare your story, then we have to share your story. And if I can be completely transparent with you and give you the ideas like I talked about with Bernice and her Houston Chronicle, if I could shorten your learning curve so that I could say, you have a story here and here's how it works, how much further ahead could you be so much faster? So there's four ways that this is Goldilocks in action. You want to go it alone, you want to do it in a group, you want to do it one-on-one together, or you want to have me do it for you. No matter what you want, I can help. And it would be my pleasure. Because what I know to be true is that I'm helping people to get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated. I'm helping people get more of what they want in the ways that are perfect for them. And they're going out to the mountaintop and say, if I hadn't run into Nancy Judd, I never would have figured out how to do this. And that's opening up a world of opportunity, not only for them, but for me and for the marketplace. I think we're really making a difference one bio at a time. This is my genius. This is my gift. This is what I love to do. So if I could help you in any of these ways, I would be honored. My next Bye-Bye Boring Bio Action workshop is on November 12th. I have room for 9 people to join us. One place is already taken. And they're held at my beautiful home in Bellevue. It's tea, chocolate, connection, conversation, collaboration, and creativity all wrapped up into one delicious session where you actually will leave with the bio that rocks the house, because you will have gotten feedback on the spot from all of your like-minded guests who will tell you the truth. So I guess the one thing I would want, I'm happy to answer questions, but I have this one parting thought I would really like to share, which is every one of us deserves to feel important. I would like today to be the beginning. Let today be that day. So thank you very much. Now you can bring on the questions. I'm more than happy to answer whatever. Bring on the questions. I'm more than happy to answer whatever. Bring on the questions. I'm more than happy to answer whatever. Bring on the questions. I'm more than happy to answer whatever. Bring on the questions. I'm more than happy to answer whatever. Bring on the questions. I'm more than happy to answer whatever. Bring on the questions. I'm more than happy to answer whatever. Bring on the questions. I'm more than happy.